It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Flimsy stand slowing you down? Well, it's time to upgrade. Armadillo builds durable, North American-made tablet stands and kiosks. We're so confident, we offer a lifetime warranty. So, elevate your business and visit armadillo.com. That's ARMODILO.com and use code ACAST for 5% off. Armadillo. Built to last. Designed to impress.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday,
hello,
my friends.
Oh,
every day, mate.
What?
It's them, isn't it? I'm saying hello to them. I've just saw you outside. I went right, Jay, you went right things. Remember that? 2 minutes ago, mate.
I'm sorry.
Every
mate,
podcast.
I know.
It's them.
Yeah, I just thought you said hello to me.
Well.
I thought you'd been kind again, but.
Anyway. Rare. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein Talks for the Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, to check me out on Drive Today at 4 p.m. alongside a proper, established broadcaster in Darren Bennett.
What do you mean?
Now, I'm just saying, what, you don't like Bentley?
Love Bentley.
There you go, that's what I'm saying. Now, as you've already heard, I'm alongside Jason, the fun boy, Candy.
Hello, mate, it's me, Jason Cunney. Hello,
I
mate.
You said that.
Hello, mate.
Anyway, we begin with a mahoosive night of Premier League football as the mighty Man United came up against poor old tiny, I've got nothing to play for Crystal Palace.
Has anyone seen their return? Since I can't believe you lost to Palace.
Anyway, here's the reaction to all of that on TalkSport.
And Manchester United are thankful for the final whistle. A woeful night for Erik ten Hag, and there will be more questions over his position after a desperately disappointing result and performance. Manchester United humbled at Selhurst Park, beaten by 4-0 by a Crystal Palace team who at the moment under Oliver Glasner can do no wrong. A first ever league double for Crystal Palace over Manchester United.
It was, from a player's perspective, an attitude mess in terms of some of them at it, some of them not. Some of them having a go, some of them not doing the basics right, which is beyond my comprehension, really. I always pride myself on basics. It's the least you can do, and then if you get done, you get done. But the tactical plan is probably the one thing. Forget the injuries.
And Mason Mount is coming off the pitch. There's some words between him. Onana alongside him, hands cupped over mouths, and quite what they're saying, I don't know. But I wonder if players in that moment, Danny, talk about the future of the manager, because everybody else is going to be talking about it.
Quietly, you will, because he'll be the person to blame rather than yourself.
Well, you described him in that second half as a dead man walking.
Yeah, well, I've been a player that wants to blame other people when things aren't going your way. And there's a degree of truth in it, because the tactical plan and the philosophy and all the things that managers do are relevant to success. But a lot of those players need to not look any further than the mirror, because the basics in football are easy to follow. And that is full energy, full commitment, going on give and goes, winning some seconds, tracking runs, showing players down channels, communicating with other people. I mean, some of what I saw in the first half, Aid, of people running off people and not having a clue.
TalkSport Daily.
Good evening and welcome to the sports bar with me, Jamie Harney. I'm over there. He was going to get stuck into Tottenham, but plans have changed. He's Jason Cunningham.
Has anyone seen Manchester United, the Red Devils? Has anyone seen Sir Alex Ferguson and your boy Erik ten Hag? Your boy doing hell of a beating. Fred the Red, Leaky Roof, Leaky Roof. Can you hear me, Leaky Roof? Your boy doing hell Liver BT, KFC Stratford and Christie Road, the Man United Megastore, Andy Thurstein. You're wasting one hell of a beating. Home bargain discount shop near the stadium. And here works on the sports bar. The Bishop of Blaze Witherspoon. Hotel Football. Champions Old Trafford. Burger Shop. You're wasting one hell of a beating. Stormzy. City of Ratcliffe. Ratters. 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 Can you hear me? You're wasting one hell of a beating. Luke Littler. Rory McIlroy, our chief football reporter Alex Crook, Club 3000 Bingo Old Trafford, Mark Goldbridge, Old Trafford Bowling Ring, Hughes and Gruff, you're about to win hell of a meeting.
There's a lot there, wasn't there? There's a lot there. What a night at Selhurst Park. Man United absolutely battered.
Silky away from Casemiro, now he goes up through the gears, up to the edge of the penalty area, and he's rolled it into the corner. Manchester United completely backed off. Mateta, left of centre, he's got beyond Johnny Evans like he's not there. Mateta surges through. What an incredible finish. Jean-Philippe Mateta could do no wrong. Come back to Wharton, who measures that cross beautifully to the back post. Mitchell makes it three. The flag stays down and Manchester United are falling to pieces at Selhurst Park. Munoz back to Elise to come on! It just gets better and better and better for Crystal Palace in what is turning into a dreadful, dreadful season for Erik ten Hag and co.
It's brutal,
but true.
Brutal, but true.
Brutal, but true.
How are you, mate?
I'm good, matey.
You know what the most embarrassing thing is from tonight? Is that Chelsea are above Man United. What's going on?
Above United. And you Spurs boys, by the way, you got off the hook.
I've got away with it.
I had everything all lined up.
I know you did.
But has anyone seen?
I know.
You can thank Man United for getting you off the... Thank them now.
Yeah, thanks, thank Man United. Them. Thank you for
got
being
you off the hook.
Shocking tonight. Let's go to George. He's a Man United fan, right, George?
Yeah, hi, good evening. Oh,
Georgie boy. Yeah,
George.
I've just been to the game, and it was excruciating. If you can literally translate that word, it was excruciating. I've been watching United for 60 years, and I tell you, we played better even when we got relegated in the late 60s, early 70s. We played even better then. But this was diabolical. They're not playing for the... Forget Ten Hag. They're not playing for the shirt.
No.
They don't care. And Kassa, and you know, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a laughable incident. In the 85th minute, when Palace did a substitution of Alisse, I see Kassa telling Johnny Evans something and giving him tactics and waving his arms there and there. I bet you, if I was Johnny Evans, I was telling you, bloody idiot, you're the one who caused the two goals.
Erik ten Hag following his side thrashing at the hands of Crystal Palace. He's been speaking to TalkSport's Adrian Durham.
Erik, thanks for talking to TalkSport. Why did that go so badly wrong tonight?
It's clear. It's underperforming. Worst performance or worst defeat.
How do you go about putting it right?
Yeah, we have to step up, and we have to step up with the players who are available, and we have to do better, and that is that players take responsibility, but also then as a team follow more the rules we have, because yeah, the goals were really easy giveaways, and then you make yourself it very difficult.
When you see the mistakes that were made by Casemiro for the first, Evans for the second, these are senior players. How worried are you that players aren't listening to what you're saying?
I'm not 100% agreeing with your assessment about the first goal. I think that is really a team mistake. So they didn't follow the instructions how we have to set up when they have a throw-in. And they were made many mistakes on that occasion, and that's why we conceded goal. And as I say, you can point to one or two players and maybe even more. But by the end of the day, it was a worse team performance. And I think all the players were underperforming, not only one or two.
You're talking about the worst team performance and the players. What responsibility do you have?
Yeah, that is my responsibility. So I have to take this responsibility that the team was not playing like I expect them to play.
Do you worry about your future?
I don't think about this. I know I have to prepare the team as good as possible. I can't think about this. We have huge problems. Everyone can see this. So if I worry about my future, it's not about me. It's about the team and it's about the club. And you see, the fans are backing us. So they deserve a team who is eager and who has the right team spirit.
Yeah, Adrian, Darren there speaking to Erik ten Hag. A lot of criticism of the team's performance, not so much his performance as manager.
I mean, it's always a collective, isn't it? You know, that's the thing that can get lost a little bit sometimes. You know, there are always individuals that produce a performance generally in a season or in a game. Tonight, collectively, everyone, all over the pitch. I mean, the problem that Ten Hag has got is that it ain't just about tonight.
No.
It's not just about tonight.
It's not one-off.
This football club, and it's not just down to him either, by the way. I'm not just saying that he's solely to blame. There's been mistakes made pretty much since Sir Alex left. They've not really looked like winning the title since Sir Alex left.
No.
And that's hard because you're one of the best managers, if not the greatest managers, certainly in Premier League era we've seen. But the way the club has lurched from one situation to another, new owners coming in Ratcliffe, we'll see what that new energy brings, that new finance package. We'll see exactly where the club's going to go. But right now, you can't escape the mood. I actually think the best decision for Man United for the rest of this season to win that FA Cup, I think it's to sack him. Yeah. I genuinely don't. I didn't think of it before you said it. Yeah. I think it is.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Alan. He's a Crystal Palace fan. All right, Al?
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, Al,
I'm good, Al. I'm good. What a performance from news.
Amazing, amazing. I tell you. Right, I'm sat there 4 rows from the front and I can't believe what I'm seeing. I asked someone next to me whether I was in Barcelona, the way that Palace were playing. No, but seriously, on a serious note, since Glasner's come in, they have been amazing. Tonight they outfought United. They were much cleverer. They were hungry. They looked as if they got to the first balls. You know, they were amazing.
Mm. You can hear now from Crystal Palace manager Oliver Glasner now, following his side's win over Man United. He's been speaking to TalkSport's Adrian Durham.
Oliver Glasner, congratulations. That was a real good game of football your team played. It was a joy to watch. What did you think of it?
Yeah, thank you very much. So all the applause to the players for their performance in the second half. I think first half we can do better. We were very efficient in scoring our goals, but we were not that consequent in defense. We gave them too many passes through our lines, and it was an open game, I would say. But we took our chances and scored the goals in second half. We made some adaptations, and then the players did really well. And after the third goal, you could feel, you could see that the fun they had playing football, and then it was a great performance.
TalkSport Daily.
David Moyes will leave West Ham at the end of the season with Julian Lopetegui replacing him at the London Stadium.
His chief football correspondent, Alex Cookie, Cookmonster Cook, and dancing on ice host, Sam Matterface, to tell us more. Blimey.
Dancing on his face.
I didn't know he was doing that now.
Dancing on his face.
And I think David Moyes has done a terrific job. Nobody can argue with that, winning that European trophy last season. Regularly, they've qualified for Europe, and you look at their history, they're not a top 10 team in the Premier League. In fact, they spent more of their Premier League history in the bottom half than they have challenging at the top end. But I do also feel like it's reached its natural conclusion. But I think it could have been handled a lot better. They could have announced weeks ago that David Moyes would leave the club come the end of the season. I think he would have got a decent send-off. It would have improved the atmosphere around London Stadium. And the fact they're actively pursuing managers behind his back, I think, is a really poor look.
What they should have done is, at the end of last season, if they'd decided already that it wasn't going to be a long-term future with David Moyes, they should have allowed him to go off into the sunset and start to build from there. They brought in a new sporting director. They clearly were going to spend the Declan Rice money, and they've spent that well, by the way, and they deserve a lot of credit for that. But the way they've handled this transition has actually set them back. They could have built on that European success last year. They could have gone into the Europa League with a new outlook if that's what they wanted to do. Instead, they've wasted this year. They've wasted the opportunity. And now they're going to go back to someone who, let's be completely clear, is not covering himself in glory in the Premier League. And the way he handled himself towards the end at Wolves wasn't a great advert for his character.
And staying with West Ham, is Danny Murphy claiming Moisey could go down as one of the greatest Hammers gaffers ever.
I think it was inevitable. There's been some discontent around there, even last season before they won the trophy. You know, the season in the Premier League last year was awful. Got away from that bottom part later on with a few good results, but overall it was a poor season, and it was That resort in Europe papered over the cracks a little bit. They've been disappointing for a while now on the eye, if you like, even though they do come up with the odd results. So I think the fans' discontent over a period of time has had its say. I think the owners have thought, you know, it's time for a change and try and go a different way. I feel for him a little bit because when he went in there, he did a sterling job, Moisey, to get them in the top seven or top eight, whatever it was, to get that European place. And then to keep them in Europe over a period of time and get their first trophy is a hell of an achievement. Whatever we say about the lack of quality in that competition, you've still got to win it.
Yeah.
So I think over maybe a few years down the line, that it'll be appreciated more than he is now. And I'm sure he won't be short of work. I mean, he's got a great resume and he knows what he's doing. But I think it was inevitable because they turned a while ago to supporters, and more recently they've took a couple of poundings, haven't they?
Where do you think West Ham fans, and where do you think you rank David Moyes amongst their best managers?
I think when you've won a trophy, you're going to be talked about with the other successful managers. But I think because of the credibility of the trophy, maybe he's not going to go down as the greatest West Ham manager, is he? But he'll certainly be...
He's in
the conversation.
Okay. TalkSport Daily.
Oh, now to Scott. I love my Lamb, but I love it with mint toe, claiming that Spurs finishing fifth this season would be progress.
Look, they are fifth. And whatever you say about Chelsea and Man U, they're above Chelsea and Man U. Newcastle, they're above them. You know, Aston Villa having a wonderful season. They're finishing fifth. If someone had said at the start of the season, Spurs are going to finish fifth, don't use the word success, but that's massive progression.
Scott, most of the teams that start the way they started, and I was trying to find the statistics a little bit earlier because I remember when we were doing the Tottenham games, we went to Luton early in the season, and I think the statistics were that 90% of the teams that have managed to get that number of points in their first nine games
finishing the top four.
Yeah, but no Tottenham one expected Spurs to be up there in the first place after nine games. So that
expect
that's,
Aston Villa to be in there either.
They managed to finish fifth in a four-horse race. It takes them doing that.
No. Come on. Again, I'll go back to whatever we say about Chelsea and United, and obviously massive problems there. They're still above them. They're still above Newcastle.
Now, a bit of breakfast chat. And Geoffrey Stelling and Andrew Townsend reflected on Birmingham City's relegation to League One. Or as they say in France,
Has anyone seen Wayne Rooney? Has anyone seen Tom Brady? New Street Station? Has anyone seen the Peaky Blinders? Ian Danter, can you hear me dance? You'll be talking hell of a relegation.
And there goes the full-time whistle, a smattering of boos, some applause, but Birmingham are down. Their relegation to League One is confirmed, and the gut punch of reality rings around St Andrews.
It's hard to imagine how City could have got more things wrong. This season, isn't it?
I mean, the most calamitous cock-up, really, honestly, when they had a guy that was doing... that everything was seemingly trundling along very nicely. John Eustace. And then all of a sudden, look, new owners come in, they want to bring somebody else in. That happens. But my goodness me, they've got it so diabolically wrong. And now find themselves, playing League One football next season. Not going to be straightforward. Not at all.
Sixth in the table, obviously, when they sacked John Eustace. And they took a gamble on Wayne Rooney, didn't they?
Yeah.
And having taken that gamble, they give him 15 games. Mm. You know, hindsight is a great thing. But maybe having taken that step, they needed to keep the faith with him.
TalkSport Daily.
His son of Charlie and Ipswich Town's Connor Chaplin reflected on their promotion back to the Premier League. My old team stinks. Oh, no, this link was for you, wasn't it, Jay?
And it's Ipswich Town's Connor Chaplin.
No, leave it like that. It's funny like that.
And there he goes! Ipswich Town are back in the Premier League after a generation away!
The main word is relief. I think everyone touches on that when you get over the line. A lot of uncertainty in the last few weeks of the season. We remained really, really calm. We're probably lucky that we have a boss that is incredibly calm and calculated in the way that he delivers his messages, probably pre and post game. That thing really does help us. I think you're right. You can see probably us and Leeds in particular, the form over the last five games probably wasn't what it had been throughout the whole season. And that's normal, probably. The Championship, there's teams fighting for survival and teams fighting for playoffs. It's normal. I think it's in my eye, it's one of the most incredible leagues in the world to be a part of the championship, and that's the reason why. But yeah, the main feeling is just relief, and then obviously a lot of pride as well.
TalkSport Daily.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
TalkSport Daily.
And we end the putting the thing on the debrief with Alan Brazil and Gabby Agbon-Lahore stinks.
In the latest episode, Big Al grills Gab. Blimey, he's eating anything
he
now,
isn't
he?
Grills him.
Hold on. Oh, there's more on the other side. Blimey. Oh, over the way he ended some of his previous relationships.
Most relationships now, Al, in this era, end via text to avoid face-to-face confrontation.
Well, Gabby, we had this chat earlier at the bar, and I never put you down for a chicken or a coke.
I think if I'm breaking up with someone, like, it's just easier, isn't it? Send the text, turn your phone off, and disappear.
If you're going to break up with someone, you hold their hand and tell them, I'm sorry.
It's the crying and the, like...
Well, I'm sorry, that's life. We have to grieve and we have to smile. That's like getting the old tic-tac, getting the sack after 20 years by text.
Wouldn't surprise you, though.
Disgrace.
Well, that's it, my friends. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside a proper established broadcaster. I'm just saying, he's brilliant.
I'm back on the sports bar with Chunky from 10. There'll be another one in TalkSport Day.
Why are you banging the desk?
Make sure...
Why are you banging it?
Just hit the subscribe button, okay. And review, yeah. And love button.
Yeah, yeah.
All of the above, yeah, Stinks.
Yeah. Is there a love button?
There's a love button, Stinks. When you hit the love button, yeah. You know you've hit the love button.
You know you're talking to me now.
I'm sorry, mate. Sorry.
Yeah. Be safe, everyone. Be safe. Hey, Jay, look at this. Look. What do you make of that? Should that look like that?
Man, that's impressive.
Borrow it if you want.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.